Thank you for attending today's event to highlight the incredible economic, intellectual, and cultural impact Eastern Illinois University has on the East Central Illinois region. I'm David Glassman, president of this great university. Much has been said and written in recent months about the state budget, or rather the lack thereof, and how the impasse in Springfield is affecting day-to-day operations at EIU and Illinois' other 8 public universities. As an institution, our greatest concern has been, and always will be, our students and their education. However, the impacts of the standoff go well beyond our students and have the potential to jeopardize the economic vitality of both our region and the state as a whole for generations to come. The budget impasse must be resolved immediately in order to prevent further and permanent damage to our regional economy. In addition to being our primary focus as an institution, the students are also the primary drivers of the economic activity EIU generates. For our area, the financial impact of over 8,000 students is viable every day and visible in innumerable ways. That becomes most evident as one drives down Route 16 on move-in day each August. Area businesses eagerly welcome the students back year after year. These young men and women, most of whom spend at least 9 months of the year in or near Coles County, do their everyday shopping in area stores. They frequent local restaurants for food and drink. They fill their vehicles' gas tanks at local gas stations, and they enjoy movies or music at local entertainment venues. Many of our students live off campus, contributing to the local economy through paying rent and utilities. Of course, in order to provide each of these students with the quality educational experience promised to them, the university requires its own workforce, faculty and staff to ensure academic and operational excellence. Today, the university employs approximately 1,500 full and part-time employees. These individuals are dedicated to student success and keeping Eastern the top-ranked public regional university in Illinois. They are hardworking, valued individuals who are raising families, paying taxes, and spending their hard-earned money throughout the East Central Illinois region. We host more than 3,000 additional students on our campus in the summer for events such as Boys State and Girls State retreats, academic camps, music camps, athletic camps, and more. Each of these visitors and their families contribute to our local economy as well. There is no question that EIU is a significant economic engine for this entire region. And I haven't even mentioned the impact of our graduates, who have become business leaders, public servants, educators, scientists, and employers throughout Illinois, helping to create a better, more prosperous state for all of us. 2 weeks ago, Eastern was forced to deliver layoff notices to 177 of our civil service employees. Some of these individuals have worked at Eastern for 25 years or more. In some cases, both husband and wife received notices of layoff and now have to face a future with zero paychecks rather than two. The entirety of our reduction activities, including these layoffs, is the direct result of not having an appropriation for EIU enacted by the state and not receiving funds for MAP grants that were committed to our students by the state and which we honored. We need an appropriation bill, preferably at the 8.6% reduction level or better, which is not attached to any partisan bills that will assure its demise. EIU is supportive of efforts to clean up administrative bloat. We lead by example, having the lowest dollar amount spent on administration per pupil of all of Illinois public universities. We are supportive of increasing the state's investment in performance funding and have on more than one occasion been the only Illinois public university filing in support of such legislation. We are supportive of improving efficiencies through reducing unnecessary red tape as it relates to procurement and other regulatory hurdles. But I would point out that the reform items on the table today are not new, nor is our support for these efforts. The ingredients for reform have been here at Eastern all along. What has been missing, what is missing, is our state appropriation. We absolutely need a responsible appropriation bill passed by both chambers of the legislature and signed by the governor immediately. Today, I ask you to listen to several of our state and local government officials and others who will outline the tremendous impact EIU has not only on the city of Charleston, but across the East Central Illinois region and beyond. Thank you. It's now my honor to present Dr. Brandon Combs, Mayor of Charleston, Illinois, to the podium.
Thank you, Dr. Glassman. May 11, 2013, that's the day that I graduated from this great institution, Eastern Illinois University. I actually took math classes upstairs in this very building. Now, I sit in this building as the mayor of this great town to discuss the economic impact that EIU has on our great community. Eastern Illinois University is a vital part of the Charleston economy. EIU is one of the top employers of this area, and then we get to factor in all the students. All these individuals, whether they live here in Charleston, Greenup, Casey, Oakland, Mattoon, Ashmore, they all spend their money here in Charleston and in East Central Illinois. Eastern is more than just an employer, though. Eastern brings economic vibrancy to this community. It provides the small Midwest town with many different activities, cultures, and opportunities that many towns comparable in size do not have. It brings in thousands of students who become a significant part of our community. Many of the things in Charleston are geared towards the students in this university. For at least 9 months of the year, and sometimes year-round, these students call this place home. There are thousands of community service hours that are put in by these students, many of those we do not recognize or even know happen. By now, most of us are aware that many EIU employees were notified of their impending layoff should a bill funding higher education in Illinois not be passed. The state owes EIU millions of dollars, which they have been doing without this entire fiscal year. Most of you also, like I have said, have a connection with this university. Whether you are a student or alumni or employed here or have a family or friend affiliated with the university, somewhere most of us have some sort of personal tie to EIU. Any trouble comes EIU's way, it's personal to almost most of us. This is our university, and those students and employees are our people. When people start to lose jobs and they're being laid off, and they start to watch their wallets even more closely. When the new washer or dryer that they wanted, they're unable to get. The new car that they thought about, they're not going to buy. Normally, they start to cut their spending habits because their budgets become tighter, and even things such as health, there's health concerns and other expenses that they, luxuries that they like to have, they no longer spend money on. I come alongside you to urge our leaders in Springfield to see the damage that this is causing, not to just EIU, but to other higher institutions and establishments across the state. I urge those that represent us from both parties to come together and find a compromise that will bring these colleges and universities the funding they rely on. This is not about who's right or who's wrong or who's going to win. This is about our state leaders finding a way to get these schools the financial support that they all need to keep going. I have reached out to our state senator and representative and spoke to them both on these matters and encourage you all to do the same. As I know many of you already have, and when doing this, take in consideration the time that these individuals are spending, not only for us, but their time as well. When we make ourselves heard, and we're talking to the different people in Springfield, it's one of the, we have to represent our community and EIU in a positive light. because that's what we are. We are a beacon of light for the East Central Illinois area. We have so much pride in our town and our university. I mean, look, Eastern is consistently ranked as one of the top colleges in the Midwest. Let's show our light in a proactive, constructive, and positive way, and maybe we can be heard even louder than we already have. These layoffs hurt. Most of those laid off rely on their income to provide for their families. Some of those laid off have dedicated their entire careers to EIU. Some of those will be sorely missed as a familiar, friendly face from students that are far from home. Some may find work in other areas, some may struggle, some may leave. During times like these, I think most of us feel either scared, angry, or frustrated that it has come to this point, and that's okay to feel that way. There is no way to justify what is happening, leaving so many people that we love and care about hanging in the balance. I hope we see this as an opportunity to all come together as a community and not to allow finger pointing and blame to divide us. It is more important than ever to look out for one another and band together and become strong together. Our elected officials are a part of our community as they live here, raise families here, and do business just as we do. Make no mistake, it is not an easy job. An unbalanced budget only drives the state further into debt, which essentially means that providing a quick fix funding to provide these schools still doesn't fix the bigger problem for the future. Our state leaders have a big, daunting task at hand, but I hope that they can see that we cannot wait any longer for action. Every day that passes is another day that Illinois residents continue in doubt and uncertainty. I've seen a lot of buzz already on news outlets, social media, and print media. I can see that our voices are being heard. I will continue to be heard as well, proudly advocating for EIU and Charleston because I am EIU and we are EIU. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Dr. Combs. Our next speaker this morning is Mr. Tim Gover, Mayor of Mattoon, Illinois.
Thank you, President Glassman. Prior to being mayor of the city of Mattoon, I was a faculty member here at Eastern Illinois University for 32 years. I started my career in this building, the School of Business, which at that time was located on the third floor west here in Old Main. So I have a very strong relationship and love for Eastern Illinois University. Many of the people who work here at Eastern Illinois University, faculty and staff, live in Mattoon and commute over here every day to work and to help the people, the students here at the university. For many, many years, in fact, for over 100 years, Eastern Illinois University has provided economic stability, helped provide economic stability to this area of East Central Illinois. Right now, that stability is in question. We don't have a budget. We need to have a budget. This is impacting our community. There are people, for example, who come to Mattoon to shop, whether they live in Mattoon or not. That's affecting our merchants. That's affecting the money that the city of Mattoon collects to help pay our staff and to help take care of the city of Mattoon. We need to have a budget. We need to work and encourage the governor and the legislators to provide that budget. We need to find some kind of a compromise. And I hope that all of us working together and contacting the legislators, the governor, that we will be able to find a budget very, very soon. The last thing we want to do is to see people laid off and lose their livelihood. As Mayor Combs said, if people don't have a job or they're fearful of losing their job, they're not going to be able to buy that new automobile or that refrigerator. Or maybe they're not going to go out to eat on Friday night or Saturday night with their family as they usually do. So it impacts the entire area. So with your help, we hopefully will be able to have a budget for Eastern Illinois University in the very near future. And thank you for being here today and for your support of Eastern Illinois University.
Thank you, Mayor Gover. Our next presentation this morning is from the Mayor of Effingham, Mayor Jeff Blumker.
Thank you, President Glassman. I graduated from EIU in 1984. My wife graduated from EIU. Her father was a dual sport athlete here at EIU back in the 1950s. Her mother is a graduate of EIU. There are hundreds of EIU alumni in Effingham County. By far, over any other school in the country, our professional offices and businesses and schools and governments are stocked with people who are educated here at EIU. To us and many other people from Effingham, Eastern Illinois University isn't just a place to get a bachelor's degree. It is our closest portal to the rest of the world. It is our direct connection to people from the more sophisticated areas of the world. It is our closest connection to culture, our closest connection to university athletics, our closest connection to band, cheer, and athletic camps for our younger students. It's our closest path to breaking away from the homogenized perspective that is typical in rural areas. In terms of economic metrics to the city of Effingham, the loss of Eastern Illinois University would represent the loss of hundreds of hotel stays, restaurant visits, conventions, and fuel purchases by those involved in some EIU function or another, be it homecoming attendees or traveling school athletic teams. This would surely result in the net loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars to retail and hospitality activity in the Effingham economy. Protecting higher education should be a top priority for the state. Schools, colleges, and healthcare-related facilities should not be denied funding as we untie the knots of this budget impasse, as it is the general public that ultimately suffers, and it is unknown whether the damage is reparable. Personally, I do not blame Governor Rauner for this mire and pain. He is only doing what he said he would do. I believe we all need to call upon those responsible for the untenable pension, tort, prevailing wage, and gerrymandering burdens that have been developed in Illinois over the past 40 years or more. We know what needs to be done, and those in the aforementioned category need to offer remedy. I believe in my heart that we will save EIU, and she will be the same valued resource to my grandchildren that she was for me. Forever EIU. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Our next presenter is Ms. Cindy White, President and CEO of the Charleston Area Chamber of Commerce. Ms. White?
Good morning. On behalf of the Charleston Area Chamber of Commerce, its members, and the local business community, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you today. As we know, the cultural, intellectual, and social impacts of state universities on their communities and the regions around them are far-reaching and well-documented. And we've already heard what some of those impacts are this morning. The last formal economic study that was done showing the impacts of EIU on the area, I understand, was done in 2000. So I do not have hard numbers to share with you today, but I think we can all agree that when Charleston was selected as the site for the new Teachers College in Illinois in 1895, that the landscape and composition of this community, this small agrarian community in East Central Illinois, was changed forever. Over the last 120 years, Eastern Illinois University has impacted this area by creating significant jobs, generating additional spending, boosting tax revenues, and stimulating local and regional economies. I recently attended a legislative summit in Springfield put on by the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. There were over 60 chamber execs from without the state who were in attendance. We always start the meeting by introducing ourselves and talking about what the critical issues are in our communities. And when it came my turn to speak, I said that I honestly felt that our community was in a state of near crisis. The double whammy of our university with no budget and declining enrollment was creating devastating effects upon our community, our businesses, our families, our university, and our people. Historically, even during unstable or hard economic times, state universities have been able to remain powerful engines for economic stability and growth. They have always been less prone to the reductions in during recessive times, and they provide steady employment, excellent benefits, and good retirement packages. And we have been blessed to have that in our community for all these years. I've been with the Chamber of Commerce for 20 years, and I am a proud graduate of EIU with both my bachelor's degree and master's degree. And if I could somehow transport back in time and have a conversation with myself 5 years ago or even 2 years ago, I would never have dreamed that I would be standing up here today in 2016 and talking about this situation in our community. Very quickly, just five key ways that the university impacts our community. Number one, expenditures and multipliers. Everybody who works at EIU, EIU itself, they spend money on goods and services, all the employees, staff, the students, and then that money goes out into the community and creates a multiplier effect. Number two would be increased tax generation. These same people are generating tax, sales tax, et cetera. Some of those funds then flow back into our community and allow our community, our municipality, to provide more services for its residents. Enhanced human capital. EIU is in the business of developing students' skills, talents, curiosities, imagination, and creativity. It's been clearly documented that a college degree has a positive impact on lifelong learning, and our employers need these competent, creative people to work in their businesses and to compete in the global economy. Number four would be research and innovation. Research at EIU generates knowledge that advances science, technology, business, the arts, and results in innovation. And then this intellectual property helps generate startup companies and aids our entrepreneurs as they're trying to start new businesses. So it just keeps generating more and more positive things out in our community. And then lastly would be quality of life. This has been mentioned already, but EIU provides expanded educational, cultural, athletic, and family-oriented opportunities to the surrounding area. Examples would be Tarbell Arts Center, the Downa Fine Arts Center, EIU Athletics, and many more. We also know that the university staff, faculty, employees, and students regularly lend their expertise, their time, and their resources out in the community. At the Chamber, we regularly employ interns, and we have been the beneficiary of their expertise and their help as to help us advance our mission at the Chamber. And I know many of their businesses in the community have been able to take advantage of this expertise too. The bottom line is that we would not have access to many of these resources if we did not have Eastern Illinois University in our backyard. In conclusion, universities affect their communities in many and varied ways. These individual impacts are then compounded at the state level and magnified at the national level. So the critical role of higher education in the development of a quality workforce and the future economic growth of our community and the state of Illinois cannot be ignored. The state of Illinois needs to fund EIU so that they can sustain their programs and continue to grow and meet the changing needs of our economy and the workforce. Thank you very much.
I'd like to invite our next speaker to the podium, Dr. Kai Bill Hung, Associate Professor, EIU Biological Department of Sciences.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be good to have home field advantage here. In 2008, I joined the faculty and the University Professional of Illinois at Eastern University, where I had the privilege of working with outstanding colleagues, as well as teaching and mentoring our excellent students. I found the right place to build my career, and I found a home. Right now, my beloved institution is suffering. Springfield has yet to give the state a budget. This lack of budget is causing the most recent layoff of 177 civil service staff, which is more than one in four civil service staff that we have. And this is not just a number. These are my colleagues. These are my friends. They are our neighbors. These are the people we see at grocery stores and at church. I say hello and good morning to them every day. These are the people interacting with our students every day. Many of them have served long years, decades at EIU, and they have deep roots in our community. Now, their finance is thrown into chaos because of this budget problem. This budget problem has and will continue to hamper our students, damage our schools, and drag our community down. Last Friday, Governor Rauner vetoed Senate Bill 2043, a bill that would provide assistance to students in need. There are flaws to that bill, but at least it would have allowed our students to continue their education without worrying about their money. The bill would also have provided essential revenue for state universities like Eastern, and particularly for schools like Chicago State, where they're facing the danger of closure due to the lack of budget. Illinois does have a budget problem, and the governor is using that as a sledgehammer. When Springfield refuses to work out a budget, it causes disruptions in our students' plans and in their families' plans. It is causing distress to our local businesses. In a study in 2000 that Cindy earlier talked about, we've shown that the EIU faculty, staff, and students accounted for 31.5% of property tax in Charleston. And we total 37.5% of all retail sales in Charleston. The university that year spent 8% of the total expenditure on contractual services to local businesses. That is a huge economic footprint. This is not even accounting for the multiplying effect and the rippling effect of those spending. Governor Rauner is willing to allow our economy to suffer. This is collateral damage. But what about our students? What about our students who are the first in their family to attend college? What about our working parents who are attending EIU trying to get a better education so they can get better jobs and provide for their families better? What about our veterans who take their money that they earned from serving our country to come to EIU to get a degree? What about the local business owners, the hairdressers, the restaurant owners, the real estate agents? Their businesses are suffering too. Can we all afford it? Do we all have millions or billions of dollars to cushion this? We don't. Governor Rauner is taking our money, our livelihood, and our community, and he is using that to fuel his agenda. Balancing our state's budget is very important, but it should not rely only on cuts, and certainly not deep cuts to higher education like the ones that Governor Rauner has proposed. It is short-sighted and dangerous to diminish the capacity to produce educated citizens and well-trained workforce, and to reduce the economic impact in surrounding communities. In particular, We must explore expansion of revenue streams. According to the Illinois Department of Revenue, in 2012, two-thirds of the corporations in Illinois did not pay corporate income tax. That same year, our income tax, the working family income tax, accounted for 55% of the tax revenue. In 2014, the advisory referendum to raise income tax on the income that exceeds $1 million to support schools passed overwhelmingly in Illinois. Governor Rauner has done nothing about that. Schools like EIU have done our share to cut back on spending. We have adjusted our staffing levels, cut back on our spendings, diversified our degree offerings, and made do with less. It is time Springfield and Governor Rauner did their job. They need to pass a budget right now. There is an opportunity to fund public higher education fully without strings proposed in the current Senate Bill 2269. I urge all our legislators to support that bill or other bills like it. No strings, no gimmicks, full funding of all state universities. Meanwhile, I also urge Governor Rauner and our legislators to work together to pursue the possibility of opening new revenue streams to fix our budget issues in the long term. Whatever they decide to do, Springfield, Governor Rauner, stop the game. Stop the game that is hurting us and fund higher education. Thank you.
Our next speaker this morning is Mr. Andrew Donsbach, representing our students and the service that they do towards our community.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to share just a very small part of my story here at EIU. So like Dr. Glassman said, my name is Andrew Donsbach, and I'm a senior business student here at Eastern. I'll be graduating in May of this year, and I'm proud to say that I'm the fourth in my immediate family of people who have graduated from Eastern. Only being preceded by my father and both of my older sisters, all three of which are actively using their degrees in the Central Illinois area. I want to talk a little bit about the opportunities that EIU has given me as a student in these last 4 years. Both inside the classroom and outside the classroom, I've been given opportunities that are absolutely second to none. Inside of the classroom, I've had the opportunity to do some undergraduate research with a faculty member in the School of Business. That has given me the professional skills that I feel are absolutely necessary for my future. Also inside the classroom, I've been given the opportunity to network with numerous future business professionals, many of which choose to stay in this area and operate businesses or work for companies that benefit the local economy. A couple of different opportunities that I've had outside of the classroom that I want to touch on. The first being my opportunity to work in the Office of Admissions. That has given me the opportunity to have to firsthand experience in the recruitment of new students where I work as a tour guide. So not only am I getting the knowledge of theory that I'm getting in the classroom, but I'm getting professional experience by working outside the classroom that has a direct impact on the enrollment here at the university. The last opportunity that I want to talk about and spend most of my time on is an opportunity that will show that EIU students aren't minor consumers in the Charleston and local economy. But we go beyond being consumers and we enjoy giving back to the community. I'm confident in what I'm about to say that it speaks not only for myself, but for the majority, if not all, of EIU students that attend this great university. This opportunity that I've been given is through the formation of the EIU Holiday Hustle, which is a 5K race that supports One Stop Community Christmas. For those of you who aren't aware, One Stop Community Christmas is a local organization that serves seven counties in East Central Illinois. And what they do is they provide food, clothing, blankets, books, and toys to families in the area that aren't able to provide Christmas for themselves. I had the opportunity to experience firsthand that event this year by being a volunteer, and I tell you, it is an opportunity and an event that I can't even put into words. Through this event, six friends and I, our freshman year, decided that we wanted to give back to the community that we call home for 9 months out of the year. We reached out to the Office of Student Community Service and asked if they had any suggestions on a worthy local cause. Rachel Fisher, who was in the Office of Student Community Service at the time, gave us the idea of supporting One Stop Community Christmas. With that, over the last 4 years, we've been able to execute this race and provide over $11,000 for the organization to provide food and clothing for these families in need. This year, though, with the budget impasse happening in Springfield, the Office of Student Community Service was faced with budget cuts. With those budget cuts came a direct effect on our event. Through the past 3 years, we were able to partner with them where they would provide some of our funding for t-shirts and other necessities that come along with the race, allowing us to donate a maximum amount to the organization. This year, with their budget cuts, they weren't able to provide the funding that they had in the past. And so we were forced to come up with the money all on our own to not only provide the necessities for our race, but still be able to make a donation for this organization. I'm proud to say that this year we raised more money than we've ever raised before without their funding, and were able to make a donation that was bigger than any year before. I don't say that as a way to boast or to make us look good, but I say that as a way to show you that regardless of what we're faced with here at EIU, whether we be students, faculty, or staff, EIU members of this community, when faced with adversity, we don't give up. We work harder. And that's why this university is important. I leave. I leave this university in May, confident in my future, and I'm so thankful that I had the opportunity to attend this university and prepare myself for what's ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Oh, Andrew gave one great example about the service that EIU students contribute to the community. And that was just one example. I'd like everybody to know that the students at EIU contribute tens of thousands of hours every single year working with our community, working with our local K through 12 schools, working with people with disabilities, working at food pantries. They give and give and give. And I couldn't be more proud of our students and what they contribute on a continuous basis to the betterment of Coles County and our surrounding counties each and every year. I'm very, very proud of that. It's my honor to call our next speaker to the podium, and that is State Representative of the 110th District, Mr. Reggie Phillips. Representative Phillips.
Thank you, David. As you said, I'm the current state representative in the 110th District. This happens to be my first year as the state representative, and I've spent approximately 60 days in Springfield. And unfortunately, I came on at a time when we're at one of the crossroads of Illinois with what's happening in Illinois politics and Illinois' future. As you know, I'm on the Higher Education Appropriations Committee. And what was really nice is our president, President Perry, came for the Higher Education Appropriations Committee, and he was the only one of the presidents that said that the University of Eastern University could withstand a 10% reduction in this overall budget. None of the other university presidents would make such a claim. And so I stood with our president from day one on that committee that no university should take less than a 10% cut. But I've been asking for all the rest of the university presidents to make their percentages known very clear to us legislators so we can get down to the business. We have two things at issue right here. One is the budget, and everybody wants to pass the budget, and the other one is funding higher education. To me, the elephant in the room right now is funding higher education. I want you to understand I'm with you 100%. I graduated from Eastern University in 1975. My wife graduated from Eastern. Three of my children graduated from Eastern Illinois University. My grandfather was on the 1928 championship football team at Eastern Illinois University. So my roots are at Eastern Illinois University. And for me, the number one thing that we need to do is come up with a mechanism, not just to get a bill out, but to get a bill that would fund Eastern University. You talk about the one that was the MAP grant and the community colleges. I graduated also from Lakeland College, so funding Lakeland College is very important to me. If that bill would be amended and come back with a funding mechanism, this state representative would be happy to sign on to that. But it has no funding mechanism. All it is smoke and mirrors so that we can do the same thing we do in Illinois politics, put people on challenges for their races. This shouldn't be about who gets reelected or why we get reelected. Right now, it's about funding our higher education. I'm committed to that 100%. I have proposed several things to the governor and to the legislature, people that I've been working with, over and over and over, about getting funding for our higher education. Instead of us trying to come up with the full amount of funding for it, how about we fund 50% of it this time so that we don't put our universities in the position that they're in? Nobody was interested in that. But I've continued to hound that, and I'm here today to let you know that this state representative has signed on finally to a bill that I think we might be able to move. It just took place. State Representative Ken Duncan, who's a Democrat from Chicago, and I've been working with the Chicago State Democratic legislators very diligently on the House side saying, you guys need funding. We need funding. Our two universities are the ones that are in this jeopardy position, and we need to work together as a team. So he's brought out House Bill 6409. I am one of the chief co-sponsors on. You'll be seeing that. It funds $160 million of emergency funding to colleges such as Chicago State and Eastern Illinois University. I signed on it as a Republican. It has a funding mechanism to it called Senate Bill 3044. You'll hear more about that. And I will be signing on to both those bills, and it's the quickest and fastest way to get funding, which is what I've been trying to do, circumvent all the other stuff that's going on, and get us a funding mechanism and get it funded now. This bill is important, and you need to get involved in this bill. You need to reach out to your other state legislators in Chicago State, anywhere that you can, and say, the governor's already stated, I just got off the phone with their office, he will sign this bill. It has a funding mechanism to it. So we can get emergency funds, which is what Eastern Illinois University needs, and Chicago State, then Western Illinois University. It's a start to get us funded. And then we can start to work out some of the other details for further funding. But right now, we need these emergency funds, which is what I've been working on for several months. Two things that we can't do, and although I know regulatory relief and unfunded mandates need to be part of our talk, you've heard the one bill that's out there for procurement reform, which is very important. It's a nonpartisan issue. It should come before the legislature, and it should be voted on and passed. And you need to keep the pressure on the legislature to make sure that bill comes. That's $500 million savings. It's huge to the state of Illinois and to universities. So it's very, very important. But putting those sides things aside, the things we cannot do is continue to make promises that we cannot fund and get everybody's hope up when there is no funding mechanism. I've said this over and over. When the gentleman spoke a minute ago, talked about there was flaws in that bill. He didn't exactly give you the entire story of it. It's a flawed bill. It has no funding. Say whatever you want. If there was funding mechanism to it, I would have voted for it. Now, I would have been probably one of the very few Republicans that would have voted for it because it's important to me in my district for Eastern Illinois University, for Charleston, Illinois. I am vested here, okay? And then the other thing we cannot do is zero funding for universities right now. We cannot continue this back and forth. What we have now is higher education being used as a pawn, not just by Governor Rauner, but the one you people have not heard from is Michael Madigan. If you don't put the pressure on him, we're going to be at this stalemate. You can't push one and expect the other to sit back and take the pass. We've got to go at both of them, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get this House Bill 6409 through the legislature. It immediately starts funding Eastern Illinois University. Okay, and it's important. Here's the thing I want to tell you. First of all, there is no formula for funding higher education, which needs to change. We need performance funding. Why do we need performance funding? Because Eastern Illinois University would never have to worry about funding again. You know why, right? We meet or exceed all of the criteria for a better university. If you look at all of the things out, you know, we're number one at U.S. News. We're number four in the entire region. Our administrative costs are the least, yet, and we produce at the best students, the most students that go on to get PhDs in any of the universities in Illinois. So, I'm very passionate about Eastern Illinois University. I wish I could just put the dust on there and get this funded, but this bill is a way to fund it, and you now know the governor will support this. So it's the quickest mechanism to get it done, and it's a better percentage for higher education. I am for funding the higher education at whatever the university presidents, Dr. Glassman and his cohorts of presidents come together. I met with Dr. Glassman last week and asked him to move that agenda so they come to the legislature and say, we can withstand X percentage. Whatever that number is, this state representative will sign on to that bill. Okay? So let me say it again. Whatever that is, I'm with them. Because to me, higher education is one of the biggest economic drivers in the state of Illinois. For anybody not to understand that left side or right side, they're living in Mars. So it's very important that higher education comes to the forefront. It's not to be used as a pawn any longer. We need to fund higher education. I've been saying this from the very beginning on the state legislative side. Now, I'm going to wrap myself up. The reason why Eastern Illinois University has not been getting the funding that it so deserves, you have not had representation.
Boo!
And so I am here to represent that Eastern gets better funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Phillips. Thank you. Our last speaker for this morning is from the 55th District, Illinois State Senator Dale Reiger.
Good morning. I don't have any notes. I don't have a speech. I just want to talk a little bit. Like the others who have spoken before me, my connections to this institution of higher learning are both long and wide. I was born and raised in Mattoon. My grandmother on my mother's side was a resident in what at the time, I believe, was the first women's dormitory in the state at Pemberton Hall. My dad attended here. I graduated from here, and I have a son who goes here. Every day in the grocery store, at church, when I'm out for a run, whatever I might be doing, I encounter people who either go to school here, have gone to school here, work here, or are somehow affiliated with this great institution. I want to come back to that in a moment, and I want to talk just briefly about what is happening in Springfield. In times like this, and these are difficult times, in times like this, oftentimes it is easy to default to pointing fingers and to say it's that person's fault, or it's that person over there, or it's this party, or it's that party. And I think that we should do our best to stay away from that. And this is why. The situation in which we find ourselves here at Eastern Illinois University was not made in the last several weeks or in the last year or the last year and a half. It's been brewing for almost a generation. It's been brewing in the form of a steady but steep enrollment decline here at Eastern. It's been brewing in the form of Dr. Glassman's predecessor choosing to spend down a significant portion of the university's reserves to try to avoid the economic impact of that enrollment decline. And it's been brewing in the form of what's been going on in Springfield for almost 20 years. The year in, year out, spending more money every year than the taxpayers could afford to Springfield. And again, the point in raising this and talking about this a little bit is not to point fingers, because those things have happened, ED, past tense, they're over. It is to demonstrate why there is such a remarkable lack of flexibility both here at Eastern and in Springfield to deal with this situation. In any other year, that certainly I've been in office, and in years before that, the answer simply would have been what? It would have been to file an appropriations bill and say, okay, there you go, and then walk away from it. And if it was paid for, well, that was great. But if it wasn't paid for, you know, we'll get through. Those days are no longer. As of today, there are 48,000. That's not possible. Excuse me. There are 48,000 unpaid vouchers in the Illinois Comptroller's office. There's an unpaid voucher, an unpaid bill, someone waiting on money from Springfield for every man, woman, and child, roughly, that lives in Coles County. And so we can just file an appropriations bill and pass it, and it can be signed into the law, and we can all pat each other on the back and walk away from it. And we will still be here. We will still be here waiting on money. Whatever we do has to be real, and it has to be paid for. And all of the options are on the table. The most liberal Democrats and the most conservative Republicans have to be all in on this. And that is my view of the situation. I have been working 7 days a week to try to find something that can pass muster both in Springfield and here at home. Something will work, and we'll continue to do that. We will get that done. We will get that done. And here's why. Here's why. It's because, you know, there are nine state universities in Illinois, and each of them, I'm sure, has their own unique characteristics, and each of them, I'm sure, is special in its own way. But none of those are Eastern Illinois University. It is an extraordinary blessing to have an institution of higher learning so close to us. Not just because of the economic activity that it drives, and we've heard some talk about that here today, and that's important. And I'm a Republican, so we're supposed to believe in economic activity and growth and all those things, and I do. But that's not what I'm talking about here very quickly. What I'm talking about here isn't the buildings, and I'm not talking about the buying power and things like that. I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about two groups of people. I'm talking about the people who have made Eastern Illinois University their profession, their careers, who have worked here for years and years, some of whom have received layoff notices, and some of them may be laid off very soon. And my heart breaks for those people, not just for them and for their families, but because of their absence on the second group of people to whom I want to talk about very briefly, and that's the students. I mean, it is a special thing to be able to talk to a student from Eastern Illinois University as someone who was a student at Eastern Illinois University, because there is something special about this place here. And it's not just found in the small class sizes or the friendly atmosphere. It's something beyond that. It is something that's incredibly special and in many ways magical. We will not let that go. We will not let that go. My last thing, and I know I'm over my 5 minutes, but that's the virtue of going last, is to thank all of you. To thank each and every one of you, even those that I've had conversations with have been less than pleasant about what's going on in Springfield because we disagree. Even regardless of who you are, thank you for being here and supporting this effort. As this goes on, and it will go on for at least some time longer, keep doing this and keep adding to your numbers. Because in the end, just like the people here at Eastern and the students are the magic of Eastern Illinois University, the solution won't be found in leaving Springfield to its own devices, but you speaking out more and more and more every day. Thank you all very much for being here. I will be here until the last person leaves if anyone has any questions or comments they'd like to make to me. Thank you very much.
I want to thank everybody for being here this morning, and I absolutely want to thank all of our distinguished guests who spoke on behalf of EIU today. We are all in this together. We will continue to be together as we move forward. We will have this result. We will go on stronger than ever before. It is our mission, and it is our commitment, and it is our dedication. I read a passage in the beginning of today. I'll read it one more time. And that has to do with the position of EIU relative to the state of Illinois. What has been missing, what is missing, is our state appropriation. We absolutely need a responsible appropriation bill passed by both chambers of the legislature and signed by the governor immediately. Thank you, everybody, for attending, and this concludes our media presentation. Thank you.